Rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a go at Fan Friday with Jay, as always, in the red corner. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You're okay?
Hello, pal. And we've got Gary this morning. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Steve. You okay?
Hello, lads. Let's start with Joe Gomez. Serious injury, 6 weeks out, but you'd have to think, well, he's probably not coming back before the end of January. Best laid plans and all that. He was looking superb. How does it affect Liverpool, do you think, Jay?
I think it's a massive blow, isn't it? Because he's been one of our better players this season, and, you know, it hasn't really helped playing him on, you know, playing him right back at times. And, you know, it was just seemed innocuous, didn't it, really? There was not really anything major in the challenge, what I could see even on the replays. And, you know, obviously he's fractured his leg, and it's a massive blow because, as I say, he's been one of our better players, and Liverpool have got a bigger and better squad now. But the problem is it's looking like we're going to have maybe Lovren or Mata partner in Van Dijk, and neither of them have really played much this season, have they? So, you know, it's going to be a little bit tricky now with some of the big fixtures coming up.
You'd think Dejan Lovren was the obvious choice, but as you've just mentioned there, maybe there's a consideration there as to who Van Dijk's partner is.
Well, yeah, I mean, the only saving grace is with Lovren last season. He looked, you know, quite a decent centre-half, didn't he, playing alongside Van Dijk? So if he gets back to them levels of last season, then, you know, there's positives there, isn't he? But, you know, Joel Matter played the other night, and I think maybe that was because of the aerial bombardment that we were expecting from Burnley. But you're never, ever sure, are you, when he's playing, because he can be a little bit cagey at times on the ball as well. So, you know, it's a dilemma for Klopp, but Lovren hasn't really played much this season, so he needs to find form and he needs to be given games. So it'd be interesting to see what he goes with at the weekend.
Gary, Marco Silva's all but admitted that he needs another striker. I think it was quite... Oh, it's been apparent for quite a while, hasn't it? But is it realistic to think you'll find one in January?
Not the best month, is it, Steve? Not of quality, but we're, you know, we're desperately in need of the strikers. So I'm sure, I don't know, you know, I'm sure there'll be someone out there who can fill a void, maybe, but you're struggling to find a quality player, and we're at that point now at Everton where we're starting to sort of see the sprouts of recovery as far as the squad and the team. So we're wanting to move forward with quality players.
Mm.
So by me saying, you know, we'll find someone to fill the void, it's probably not ideal, to be honest with you. But, you know, there's no getting away from the fact that we're missing someone, you know, who's possibly a target man, but someone who's a prolific goal scorer. It's just not happening.
But they're not about, are they, Gary?
They're not, no. You know, every team's going to face the same problem, you know. Everyone wants a quality striker. So it's hard enough even in the summer transfer window. But as I say, you know, I don't know. I think most fans would prefer, I think, Richarlison back on the wing and a decent striker to put up front. I think Dominic Calvert-Lewin probably do a better job, to be honest with you.
Than what's currently happening. What about Theo Walcott having a go?
Well, you know what, he did it at Arsenal, didn't he? And he had a little run at Arsenal where he scored, you know, I think he scored 11 goals playing up front as a central striker. He's not ideal. You look at him quite diminutive, isn't he? You know, he's not what you call a perfect centre forward, but he has done it previously. The problem with Walcott is, I think at the moment, it's confidence as well. He hasn't had the best of times out on the right, so as I say, it's only my personal choice, but I think I'd prefer to see Calvert-Lewin playing centrally because he offers us a little bit more aerially as well.
Let's see what happens on that front. Jay, on the Liverpool the other night, really positive in seeing Naby Keita, his sort of increased levels of performance. It's been taking quite a while, hasn't it, to get to this point?
Yeah, he's taken time to settle, hasn't he? And I think, you know, Fabinho as well has taken time. And he thought he played quite well in the Merseyside derby, to be honest with you. And Keita played well the other night at Burnley. And so unfortunate, really, with a great strike. And it was a fantastic save by Joe Hart. And I thought he ran the game at times, and it's food for thought, isn't it, going forward, because Liverpool have got issues in the middle of the park, really, and it was great that he could come into the team and step up, and he was the man of the match for me on Wednesday night at Burnley, and you know, I thought Liverpool showed a positive attitude. I mean, he made 7 changes, and everyone just thought, well, you know, that's just asking for trouble, really, isn't it? I know he has a dilemma. He has to sort of like balance the squad with all these games coming up thick and fast, and you know, we made them changes, and it wasn't really working in the first half. But you know, like I say, when we went a goal behind, Liverpool showed a great attitude. Didn't need to come back from that, and you know, score 2 quick goals, and then put the gloss on it at the end with the counter-attacking goal. And just thought Alisson was fantastic. He made some very good saves, and he set that goal up, didn't he, at the very end, to you know, put the seal on it and win 3-1.
Yeah, terrific involvement from him. What were you thinking at 1-0 down? I mean, because at this time last season, you're probably, like most Liverpool fans, a little bit negative about the situation. Were you more comfortable, more confident with what Liverpool had on the bench, Jay?
Well, you know, obviously when you go a goal down, I think the team selection was asking for trouble, really, at the start. When you make so many changes, there's no cohesion there, is there, with the new players that are being selected to start the game. So, you know, you were fearing that this could be the one now that Liverpool slip up and we drop points, and it'll be a tall order then to catch City, because that's how fine balanced it is, where, you know, in terms of they just keep on winning. So Liverpool have got to do the same thing. And you know, I did have that fear, but you were looking at the bench thinking Firmino's on there, Salah's on there, and then obviously he made the change, didn't he? And Firmino put us 2-1 up, and then, as I say, the rest is history because you won the game 3-1. But yeah, I was a little bit nervous because the performance was very disjointed, and because of all the changes, you don't really know what to expect. But you know, this Liverpool side's got a lot of steel about them nowadays.
A lot of changes. Right, let's look ahead to the weekend. The last game of the weekend is Monday night. Everton playing Watford, to a match-up with his old club for Marco Silva. This might mean something to him, Gary.
I'm sure it will, Tiff. There's been a lot written, hasn't there, about his departure. But, you know, he came out yesterday, I think it was, and said, you know, he's looking forward. He's still got friends at the club. But I'm sure he'll want to put one over on them. You know, it's only natural that's what you want to do. Given the nature as well in which the club have sort of Watford in particular have gone down with the, you know, chasing down Everton, they're still looking, aren't they? I think is it still going through, Steve, the legal wrangle with regards to what they're going to do.
I'm not sure any of us know where that's up to at the moment.
I know. I think it's still ongoing, but you know, I'm sure he'll be highly motivated. And you know, even from just a footballing point of view, you know, we should be picking points up against Watford at home. We should have done it the other night against Newcastle.
But you need 3, don't you? Let's face it, you've missed 3 that you should have had against Newcastle, really, and the disappointment of the derby. You've got to take the points from this one.
Basically, you know, it's 4 points that, well, 2 points against Newcastle we dropped, and a point, let's say, against Liverpool. So we've got to get 3. You know, after the derby on Sunday, I was saying, look, you know, let's just bounce back. I'm looking at 6 points this week. So we've already got 2. So, yeah, you're right. You know, we've got to go there and expect to pick up all 3 points on Monday night.
What's the score going to be, Gary?
2-0.
2-0. Let's have a look at the Reds. They're playing a very informed Bournemouth side, Jay.
Well, this is a massive game now, isn't it? Because Liverpool, you know, could go top of the table before City play at R5, which is a tricky away game for them against Chelsea. And, you know, you're hoping that they can drop points there. But, you know, make no mistake, this is a very tough game for Liverpool. Bournemouth have done really well this season. They're a good side at home. Being unfortunate in the games that they've lost against Arsenal and Man United at that ground this season. So I do think it's going to be a tough game. And with it being the R12 game as well, it's never ideal. But Liverpool made a lot of changes in midweek, and I think it was with this game in mind as well. So we've had quite a lot of rest, haven't we? And hopefully Mane and Robertson will return to the starting lineup. And, you know, it's a game where Liverpool, the onus is on us to win it, and we can put the pressure on Man City. This City team, as we've said time and time again, that, you know, they're an absolute freak, aren't they? And for Liverpool to be 2 points behind them, it's quite remarkable. And on Saturday, if we can go top of the table, let's see how they cope with a little bit of pressure. Let's see how they handle Liverpool being top after them playing so well, and Liverpool not really getting out of second gear. So I'm looking forward to it, and I think it'll be a good game of football.
And it's going to finish how, Jay?
You know what? I'm confident that we can go there and get the victory. I think it'll be a close game, but I can see goals. I'll say a 2-1 Liverpool win.
Rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.